This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 244 for Thursday, January 30th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market continued its choppy trade on Thursday, going into positive territory as comparable oils moved in both directions. European rapeseed was mixed, crude oil was up, and Chicago soy oil was steady. Malaysian palm oil was not traded due to the Lunar New Year holiday. The Canadian dollar was up more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The Bank of Canada announced on Wednesday it cut its key interest rate by 25 basis points at 3%. The U.S. Federal Reserve also announced it left its interest rates unchanged. The March canola contract was up $3.60 per ton at $640.20. In the U.S., corn and soybeans fell back into the red, while wheat moved higher. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported export sales of 2024-25 U.S. corn for the week ended January 23rd at 1.359 million tons, 18% less than last week, but still within trade expectations. In addition, 45,800 tons of 2025-26 corn were sold to Japan. Ukraine's farm minister said he expects the country to produce 80 million tons of grains and oilseeds in 2025, including a bigger corn harvest. Last year, 76 million tons were grown. The March corn contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.90. Net export sales for 2024-25 U.S. soybeans were 438,000 tons last week, below the lower end of trade expectations and down 71% from the previous week. 4,500 tons of 2025-26 soybeans were also sold to Japan. Also, 410,300 tons of soy meal were sold, up 97% from the previous week, as well as 12,500 tons of soy oil. A cargo of soy meal belonging to Louis Dreyfus from the southern Brazilian port of Paranagua was returned for reprocessing, the company said Wednesday. The cargo's origin was Louis Dreyfus's factory in Ponta Grossa within the state of Paraná. The March soybean contract was down 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.44. In total, 456,100 tons of 2024-25 U.S. wheat were sold for export during the week ended January 23rd, near the higher end of trade estimates. Peru and El Salvador purchased a combined 24,200 tons of 2025-26 wheat from the U.S. as well. Ukraine's farm minister said the country planted 11.1 million acres of winter wheat this year. Sovcom lowered its 2024-25 Russian wheat export forecast by 900,000 tons at 42.8 million. India is forecasting temperatures to be 5 degrees Celsius above normal in February, which would damage the country's wheat, rapeseed, and chickpea crops. The March Chicago wheat contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.67. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.88. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.19. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, January 30th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.